Greetings and welcome to the PJP Mixtape Series. My name is Homer Jackson, director of the Philadelphia Jazz Project, also known as PJP. The goal of this series is to grow the audience for jazz, but to also share the great wealth of Philadelphia performers with our listeners and to introduce these artists to listeners who aren't familiar with their work. Philadelphia is home to strong musical traditions like jazz, gospel, doo-wop, R&B, rock, and hip-hop. Our greatest strength has been the unexpected and wonderful blending and swirling of these traditions into new and fascinating musical creations. That's what we did, and that's what we still do. Sit back, relax, and enjoy some of the most talented vocalists and instrumentalists in the world.
Welcome to PJP's Mixtape Series. I'm Melissa Tally Palmer.
And I'm Julia Lopez. This is PJP Mixtape number 2, Body and Soul. And our first performer is singer-actress Suzanne Christine. She wrote new lyrics to Gil Scott-Heron's classic composition, Lady Day, and John Coltrane. Check it out.
Sally Mae's calling me, the IRS too. See it's the end of the month, my check says I owe you. Can't seem to get past my mistakes, all of my mistakes. But can't get down, can't get blue, cause here's the cure that I choose. Hey, yeah, this the music from me. J. Lauryn Hill and some Marvin Gaye. Mercy, mercy me. Please watch my troubles, my troubles, my troubles away. Hey. Hey, 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 hey
When I see you wearing a frown, I wanna turn that silly frown upside down and chase away those blues away and do my part to make your day. I'll just sing you a song. Straight from my heart. Just you wait and you see. And it won't take long. For you and no silly blues to drift apart. When I see you feeling kind of blue, I got a gift for you, baby. Especially for you. Someday to make you feel all right and chase away those blues for good tonight. I'll just sing you a song straight from my heart. It brings me happiness and so much joy just to see you smile at me. And knowing song. Straight from my heart. Won't it long for you and those silly blues to drift apart? It brings me happiness and so much joy. Just to see you smile at me.
Just heard music from the great Carol Harris. She performed an Alfie Pollard original, I'll Sing You a Song, that was part of PJP's Philadelphia Songbook, Volume 1 Concert, and featured Alfie Pollard on piano and Aaron Good on trombone.
Before Carol Harris, we heard from the multi-talented Suzanne Christine. She performs the Gil Scott-Heron tune, newly titled Lauryn Hill and Some Marvin Gaye.
Poetry is one of the ways that many of us share our innermost feelings. Poet Lindo Jones is a passionate and powerful poet who imagines oceans in every raindrop. Here, he shares two provocative pieces that speak of love from two distinctively unexpected angles. Take a listen.
She took my paper-thin heart and threw it above the air into the you and I verse. Watched it come down to earth, caught it in mid-air and shook it until it cried tears of pieces that fell down upon her. We can call that confetti. And I always wanted to give you my whole heart, but take pieces of my love fragmented. Avoiding teardrops is like jars and raindrops in the midst of a storm, yet I have performed such feats. That's the reason why I could knock the wind out of a hurricane with one single punch. Line. The same reason why I can blow a kiss to you a mile away. Mwah. But what's the point if they never land on your lips? So you can say I'm unaffectionate to your desire, having romantic love, love. The drumming of my heartbeat is a marching of my feet, cause love is just a battlefield and we are at war. But what better reason to fight for? In the midst of our fighting, I drop the L-bomb. Boom! I love you. And that explosion, a nice sparks in the air that look like confetti. And it's as if our blood is laced with gunpowder, cause as those sparks come down to hit us, we ignite our own fire. Love. But you the type to blow out a candle, before it's even lit, cause you're cast into flames. Oh, love. So just imagine how she extinguished the burning passion inside of me called my paper-thin heart. She didn't. It's a paper-thin heart. All she did was throw it above the air and caught it. Ripped it piece by piece by piece. And I don't care if your heart is an organ or a paper-thin heart like mine's. When you break a heart, it doesn't break even. Just into pieces we can call confetti. Bang! Bang! Shots on my window, shots on my window. Bang! Bang! And all I heard was bang. Next day, word on the street is Cupid is a G. He traded in all his bows and arrows for guns and bullets. And he had for every sorry person he see that can't show love. Man, he'll never get me. I mean, never, never will he get me. As soon as I said that, I found myself walking down Broad Street with a tap on my shoulder. And guess who it be? Gun fiercely pointed at my head, I heard him say, "Yo, where your heart at? Yo, where your heart at? Don't be a slow about it. Yo, give it up. Yo, I don't got all day for this." I painfully grabbed my chest, realizing that it's not even there as he snatched it off my sleeve, walking away as coolly as he came. I remember walking home that night, feeling so disheartened. Days following, I truly didn't know how I felt until I got a phone call from a private number, and guess who it be?
Yo, do you want your heart back? Huh? Do you want your heart back or not? Huh? Speak up, I can't hear you. Yo, speak up. Yo, do you want your heart back or not?
Yo, who this?
Yo, you already know who this is. Yo, do you want your heart back or not? I don't got all day for this.
Yeah.
Then you gotta pay for it. Yeah, that's right. I'm holding it for ransom.
Dag. Without having enough love or being able to give enough love, somehow I hope he pawns it to you. Cause you see more value in it than I do. As you told me how cold hearted I am. You told me my kisses were like snowflakes on your cheek. Cause they lack the warmth of love behind them. So hopefully he calls me out for the punk I am for not showing you enough love and pull a drive-by on me. Ride around in his hoopty with his homies smoking, listening to Lil Wayne saying to himself, "I ain't wanna hit him, but I hit him up." That chopper bang put his head through his arms. Yo, slow right there. Yeah. Diggle that young boy right there. Yeah, the boy I told you that can't show love. Yeah. Pass me that bang. I'm about to bang him here right now. Bang, bang. Slowly killing me with love. Bang, bang. I pantingly grabbed my chest, screaming out, "Love hurts! Love hurts!" He smoothly gets out his vehicle with his nine clutched tightly over my body and says,
"Yeah, that's right. Love hurts. Love hurts like that heartbreak you left her with. But don't even worry about that. I gave her your heart so she can finally say she has it. Ain't that something?" Bang!
Those are the last thoughts ringing in my head as I now find myself in a hospital bed. Blood still leaking out my chest. I'm screaming out to the doctor. "Love hurts. Love hurts." The doctor operates and take out every single one of those shots to feel that I have no pulse. But yet, a heartbeat, as long as our love lives. And that day, I mean that very day, I realized Cupid is a G.
You can check out more of Lindo Jones' poetry or the work of any of the artists on this mixtape at the Phila Jazz Project website, philajazzproject.org, or visit AudioMac at audiomac.com or Mixcloud at mixcloud.com and search for Jazz Project.
Back to the music. Next up is pianist and educator Suzette Ortiz performing a solo piano version of her composition, There's Something About You.
Thank you. it's gone. No stars in the sky to gaze upon. The light in our eyes will leave. The dreams we will have shared will disappear. Then we'll fail to remember the spring. Should start to leave our eyes. I hope we can save it for our goodbye.
We just heard from the exquisite jazz singer Najwa Parkins. She was joined by Dan Hanrahan on guitar and Justin Sekulski on bass. The tune was a Parkins original entitled When It's Gone. That set started with pianist Suzette Ortiz performing her composition, There's Something About You. In this segment, Body and Soul, our co-host, Melissa Talley Palmer, asked everyday Philadelphians about their most memorable relationships. Check it out.
We're here for the Philadelphia Jazz Project mixtape on relationships.
Yeah.
And so this interview is going to be about you and your relationships. So first, just tell me your first and last. No, give me a pseudo name.
Okay, you can call me, G.
Okay. Okay, G. tell me, what is your most memorable relationship?
What I most remember is I met this guy in the seventh grade, and I didn't see him for a long time. And then I think maybe I graduated in 1970, so I'll say I ran into him in the early 80s. I was walking across the street, and somebody said, "Yo," I turned around, and I looked again, and I said, "Charles." And we met each other in the middle. And he asked me what I've been doing, and we talked, and he asked, could he take me out? So I wasn't doing too good right then with my husband. You know, it was like, I was there, he was there, but we was never there together. And so I let him take me out. He made me laugh, we talked. And then a couple times he drove me home from dropping my children off, because my daycare happened to be behind his job. And a couple times I went and met him. And he was the only one that really could make me laugh when we finished. And I used to call him the man with the magic hand. That was my pseudo name for him. Mr. Charles, the man with the magic hand. And that's my most memorable relationship.
Wow. Miss P, tell me, what comes to mind as your most memorable relationship?
My most memorable relationship doesn't have to be good or bad, it's just a relationship. I'd say my first boyfriend. Because, you know what, I was born and raised in Virginia, so I had this grandmother who instilled in us, you know, you don't have a boyfriend or you don't fall in love till you're like 21. When we moved to Philadelphia, we used to live on the corner of 42nd and Fairmount. And people used to tease me because I wasn't social with the guys. And then this one guy who, I don't know what, we just became attracted to each other. And that was my first love. You know, he passed away, but I still think about him. When I got married, I would have been a runaway bride, because had he come to the church and said, "Don't get married," I would have been gone. And that's a fact. Yeah.
Okay. Now, what experiences have helped you to grow?
You know what? I think being married, you know, because there's a lot of ups and a lot of downs, and then also choosing mates for the wrong reasons makes a big difference, and then you grow. You know, I think that when I got married, I wasn't real clear about what I wanted for a mate, but I knew what I wanted for me. You know, when I was selfish and I married, you know, for all the wrong reasons. 17 years. You know, for all the wrong reasons.
Wow.
Now, and we have now a very adversarial relationship. Hmm.
The first question is, what is your most memorable relationship?
Are you recording now?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Is that okay with you?
Don't record yet.
Don't record.
Okay, that's fine.
Oops. Stop.
Stop.
Okay.
Did I stop?
Yeah.
Okay, my most memorable relationship was with my college sweetheart. And that relationship lasted 10 years. And just 3 weeks ago, I went on to the internet to see if I could locate her and discovered that she had died August of last year, within 3 blocks of where I lived. And I never knew that she was there. That's my most memorable relationship. The breakup with her and my decision not to move forward with our relationship, that enabled me to recognize that when you love someone and you really love them, then you will allow them to flourish as they want to flourish in life without you being a part of their life.
That's remarkable. I'm really sorry. Wow.
That was intense.
Yeah. Talking to people about their relationships is both liberating and terrifying. We all have something we want to share, but rarely tell it.
And some of us talk all day, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Well, we've got more music to play.
Your eyes don't shine like they used to shine, and the thrill is gone when your lips meet mine. I'm afraid the masquerade is over. It's all over, baby. And so is love. And so is love. They don't mean what they used to mean. They were once inspired, now they're just routine. Thank you.
my mic. Patterson, my cousin, by the way. I guess I'll have to play Pagliacci and get myself a clown's disguise and learn to laugh like Pagliacci with tears. The same. Oh, you're a lot the same. I'm crushed, but my heart says no. The same. I'm afraid the masquerade is over. It's over. It's all over. And so is love. Saxophone.
Tony Maselli and the band, everybody. Beautiful.
This is a little Wayne Shorter composition that, in order to sing it, of course, I had to write me some lyrics. I hope you enjoy my interpretation. I'm not relaxing, thinking of my feelings. I see impressions of footprints on the ceiling. Oh, how they're revealing. I can remember the time when we were new. We walked and talked and the air was so enchanting. You whispered sweet things that made my heart go dancing, made my mind go prancing. Then all at once, something happened to you. Those bunch of years spent happily together. You know summer, spring, and fall. Even wintry weather. And then all at once something happened to you. The times are changing and life is rearranging. All those footprints are fading. My life's rearranging. Thank you.
arranging. I will remember the love I shared with you. We two, we two.
In that set, we heard two powerful examples of Philadelphia's musical magic. We heard a second one from the great vocalist Carol Harris. It was a classic Wayne Shorter tune that Harris wrote lyrics to. It's called Footprints.
And we started off the set with the phenomenal Denise Montana and The Masquerade Is Over.
And now we've come to the payoff.
What are you talking about?
Folks, we've arrived at the final song.
And what better way to go out than with this historic performance from the Philadelphia Songbook Orchestra, led by Alfie Pollitt, and the voice of none other than Bethlehem.
They share a phenomenal mashup of John Coltrane's Africa with Jill Scott's Golden. It features the saxophone of Pete Chavez. Until next time, I'm Julia Lopez.
And I'm Melissa Tally Palmer.
Peace, peace, peace.
Chain, wearing it around my neck, I'm taking my freedom, putting it in my throat. I'll be high stepping, y'all, letting my joy unfold. I'm living my life like it's golden, living my life like it's golden, living my life like it's golden. I'm taking my
Thank you for checking out this PJP mixtape. The PJP mixtape series was recorded and edited at Linasha Studios, as well as at Turtle Studios. Additional live performances were recorded at venues throughout the Philadelphia area. Our theme music was provided by Bethlehem Roberson. The PJP mixtape series is a production of the Philadelphia Jazz Project, which is a sponsored project of the Painted Bride Arts Center with funding provided by the Wincote Foundation.
Shoo-be-doo-boo-boo-shoo-na. Shoo-be-doo-boo-boo-shoo-na. Shoo-be-doo-doo-doo-shoo-na.